Recently, I interviewed an outstanding young lady who had been active in FFA at Marshall High School. Since graduation, she has been very much involved with agriculture and is now attending K-State University. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear part two of this three-part interview with Danielle Funk.
You are a senior this year.
Yeah, I'll be graduating next May.
Were you in 4-H, by the way?
Yes, I was. Okay.
As far as 4-H and FFA, both organizations, I know they're great organizations. Do you feel like that they helped you and helped prepare you for your college career of going to K-State and staying with agriculture?
I have never gone a day without my life without using something that I learned in my ag class, whether it was planting flowers or like learning how to give a speech. It's helped me build communication skills as well as lifelong skills. And it really helped me kind of determine where I wanted to go in college, because I knew I wanted something that had a strong ag background. And I've always heard K-State's agriculture, and that's all I ever hear. And and they have more than that, but they are really ag strong, and that's something I always wanted to go into. So
now I'm trying to think back to Marshall High School. I know I interviewed you several times at district fair and judging and things, but was Mr. Plattner an advisor when you were there?
Yes, I had Randy Plattner, Paige Brock.
I know Randy is very much involved, he and his family, with agriculture and with livestock, especially the goats and sheep, and very good. I'm sure you learned a lot from him as well.
Yeah, he was one of our main reasons why we ended up moving to Marshall. We've always been close with the Plattner family, and they kind of helped us move everything down here and get us all situated, and they helped us kind of direct us where we needed to go with all of our proficiency awards and everything, and it was always nice just to have him here.
I always visit with him at state convention since he left here, and he's doing really well at Chillicothe. We were talking off the air, you are doing something this summer. Talk about that.
Well, with at K-State, they give the feed science just about endless opportunities, and I was just walking through the other, like, one day, and I looked at the board, and it said Kent Nutrition really big, and I was like, well, I feed that feed, and I should probably, like, sign up for their interview, and not really knowing what was going to happen. I get a call a couple days later, and they offer me a job up in Waterloo, Iowa, and the pay was crazy high, and I was like, well, I might as well take it. I didn't know where I was going to be, didn't know exactly what I was going to be doing. And I've been getting emails about every other week from them, and I'm their new plant engineer internship up there. And I was hoping they were going to locate me in Marshall since we have a plant here, but they wanted me up there. And so I'll be in their show line division, being their plant engineer, helping fixing equipment and fixing feed rations and the whole nine yards with them.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.